The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from your favorite place in Northern Nevada, Dogwater Studios. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd with my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez, and Chewbacca in the corner wearing a nice Atomics t-shirt. Back in the studio, we've got Dogwater Dick and JB the intern. He's back again, folks. But here in the studio, we've got a new guy. His name's Andrew Martin, and he kicks ass.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, yeah, I was going to get to that.
Why not in the open?
I was going to say, Andrew Martin, aside from being eye candy, also brought some eye candy.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, you are secondary to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we also have the lovely Samantha Gates back on the show for, what, the third time?
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
In here. Yes. I know, you're like an old veteran. And she still walked in and I was like, who are you? I'm such an ass.
That's the story. It's because
Jesus Christ. I recorded her. I've recorded her on fucking the show. I've had her on The Undiscovered. I've seen her in like all these different incarnations. Dating like all these different people. I've known her in all these social situations. And
yeah,
I still remember
call,
her fucking
just
name.
Just call her a big whore, Rick. Go
no,
ahead.
I don't know that she puts out. I just know that she dates cute guys.
All right.
Wow. It's, you know what? It's because you're a girl. He doesn't remember girls'
names. I don't remember girls' names.
I have the
exact
opposite.
The moment you said, I'm Carolyn's daughter, I'm like, oh my God, of course you are. I'm such a fucking idiot. But honestly, if you were carrying a violin, I would have recognized you immediately.
Honestly, it's surprising you remembered your mom's name.
It's so true. Like, Mom, I don't remember women.
I know his mom's name.
Yeah.
He was screaming it last night.
I wasn't. You might have been, but I wasn't.
All right.
So this is going to be another awkward one. And every time you're on,
I
feel...
Why
how old are you?
I'm 19.
Jeez. All right, a little. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah,
well,
like
last time you were on, you're like, what?
18.
She was 18 and maybe 17.
She looks like she's 15, so it makes me uncomfortable.
She does get older.
Talking
time.
About what we talk about on the show in front of a nice young woman, you know?
She's obviously an adult, I can tell.
Well, she knows what we do here, so you're in.
Right. What do you mean by that, Chewy?
You're in now.
JB's in the other room.
Nick said that she looked like she was 15 years old.
That was exaggerated. I'm offended by that. Okay.
No, that was the last time I saw her. Now she looks more like maybe 18.
16.
Yeah, no. 16.
Well, but, I mean, Samantha, you realize that we're all old.
Yeah.
We're all in our 40s
yeah, you're
except
all so
Rory.
Old.
I'm not in
fucking
my 40s.
Disgusting.
What did you
you're
say, Rick?
Divorced, fucking 40-year-old.
I'm the young one here.
Wait, what did you say, Rick?
I said we're all in our 40s except Rory.
Wrong. I am so in my 40s.
I'm not in my 40s, so fuck you.
Josh is the one who's not in the 40s.
I'll be 40 next Friday, though.
I'm almost in my 40s.
Some best friend you are. You're off my Christmas list this year.
Because I thought you were young?
I know. What?
I'm really happy to have been proud to be 40.
Why am I thinking that you're like younger than
me? Well, you're a weirdo.
Well, you are younger than me.
I can't believe you thought I was over 40. Fuck you.
I thought you went to school with me, and so you had to be at least my age.
No, we went to the same school, but you went there like 5 years before
I
me.
Was a big kid, and I could have kicked your ass
you
when you were in third grade.
Yeah, kicked,
and then
kicked his ass,
kicked
with,
his ass.
With your teased and mohawk,
then,
Robert
no,
Smith.
No, that was elementary school. I could have kicked your ass in elementary school and then said, okay, now, go home and tell your mama a faggot kicked your ass.
I told her that, too.
And, right.
Dude, I think Chewbacca,
you.
Even 5 years younger than you,
probably
would have been
kicked your ass.
Able to.
No, trust me.
I've seen pictures of you, Rick. You were a scrawny little goth
terrible.
Kid.
I looked like at the end of Close Encounters, the fucking English. That's where the giant head and these skinny little arms. Yeah.
Because Rick's really, actually, except for that brief time in middle school, Rick has always been bald.
What?
You do sound a lot like the guy that beat me up when I was in second grade, though. So,
what a dick. I probably went to school with him.
You probably did.
Kevin Schmidt.
Florence Drake.
Kevin Schmidt was in my class, so he would have been older than you, and he was like the short metal kid, and he called me faggot every day.
And how old, what year were you in high school?
So you went and proved him right.
I would have, yeah. I think that's what made me gay. So Kevin, if you're out there, thanks a lot. Yeah, so, dude, I would have graduated in, I don't know, I was born in 71.
So you're 3 years older than me. So when I was in first grade, you were in fourth.
Right. So if you were in third grade and there was a kid named Kevin Schmidt that was a dick, then I went to class with him.
Well, he was probably in seventh by then. I don't know.
Fuck, so you were one of the little kids. That's awesome.
Yeah. I was. One of the little kids getting my ass kicked every day by you people.
We were dicks.
Made you tough.
That's why they separated the playgrounds. Big
I think I'm all for bullying. Not I'm for the bullies, but I'm for... I think that I'm a better person for being bullied when I was a kid because it made me
fight
back.
A certain level of it is, I think, a good portion of psychological
I still think bullies are complete assholes, and I don't think that it's a good thing for people to be bullied, but it worked for me.
Yep.
There's growth there.
Yeah.
That was... And every week,
I tried to bully somebody once, and then I felt bad about it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, really, I still feel... It was in sixth grade. I still feel bad about it to this day. I
feel bad about all the mistakes I've ever made, you know?
Me too.
Oh, I don't make mistakes.
That's so deep.
That was that was a growth experience.
There's growth there.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. Thank you, Andrew.
Sexually.
Welcome to the show, Andrew Martin. On my side already, that's a... extra.
Yeah. See?
Damn.
The Lord works
that's
in mysterious ways.
That's an extra 10
ways,
points on the quiz.
Corey.
Yes. So how many points do I have then?
10.
Right now, 10.
If you're keeping track at home.
Sure.
But it's kind of like golf, so you want to...
Hey, you know, if you write down plus 10 sloppily,
if you win,
it looks like
you lose.
Oh. Think about that, listeners. Think about that. So hi, everybody. How are you this week?
What's your week like?
Everybody
out there?
Neat. Really cool. Glad to hear it. I left town. I went on my yearly pilgrimage to Missouri and dropped off the daughter with the grandparents. Spent a nice 4 days. Two very relaxing days. I got to go check out the improv club in St. Louis, where both my brothers do weekly improv, like long-form group improv stuff.
Did they show you the improv?
No, I didn't actually see them, but I saw their friends.
Somebody showed you something, though?
Yeah.
That is the show me state.
Yes, it is.
Look at that. Look at that over there now. Look at that. Okay.
Man, Chewy, you got a bundle of knowledge.
I know. I'm so glad you're here.
Lots of shit I never would know. That's awesome.
But the big important part about the trip, and this is important for you to know, Rick, is Riku was brought into the Catholic faith by her own decision. She was baptized and had her first communion.
Holy fucking shit.
And as we informed everybody except the 70-year-old priest who would have just been confused, you are Riku's surrogate godfather out here in Reno.
Yes!
You officially have the job with both with her godparents' blessings.
Yes! Yeah. Okay. So did she cry? Did she freak out? Was it no big deal?
Oh, no. Oh, she answered, like, do you reject Satan and all of his work? Yes, I do. Like, with this crisp, clear voice, like, the whole time the priest is talking about the symbolism of baptism. And, you know, the family and bringing brought into the tradition. And Riku's stretching and yawning and scratching the back of her
like
head. Yeah. But then when it got to the questions, she locked eyes with this old man, was like all about it. She was really into it and very proud to make the leap of faith and commitment. And I'm only too happy to help support her and play devil's advocate.
Well, congratulations, Riku.
Dude. So then she did she when she did the stuff, did she say anything about the communion and what it tasted like? Like, was it like everything she hoped it would
wasn't
be?
Wasn't that kind of communion?
Well, they had given her a little taste the day. We had given her a taste the day before, unconsecrated, just so she knew what she was getting into.
Wow!
And she made both times she made a face with the wine, but the first time it was like, you know, it tastes a little funny. She's like, no, I like it. Wine's good.
This is funny.
That's my girl.
The priest get his cough syrup, but
the priest, Father Jim, had asked me to explain her name at the baptism to everybody in case they didn't
like
know.
Your mom.
And I was,
they're
you
like,
know,
who's Japanese in your family?
Her mother really liked it. It's a Japanese word meaning earth. Her middle name is an Italian word meaning song. So she's our little earth song. Oh, that's nice. And he starts to move on, and Riku butts in with, can I tell him the real reason? It's because. It's because it's my mom's favorite character in Final Fantasy X, the video game.
Oh, God.
Lies make babies Jesus Christ.
Right. She had, yeah. Full disclosure. Too much disclosure. She was really good at that.
Well, honesty is important.
It was a nice little intimate ceremony. We all got to gather around the baptismal font. It was just like the 12 or so family members there. It wasn't in front of 200 people we didn't know.
Right.
And then for the first communion, we moved over to the altar and just stood around that and joined hands.
I lost a shoe.
It was a really neat little experience. I haven't had in a church in a long time.
You're supposed to be baptized before you do communion? Is that
yes.
how it works?
Okay. Yeah, that's the first sacrament. Baptized, that's the gateway sacrament.
Then
you get all the other sacraments.
Is that why the pastor always looks at me funny when I go out there?
Why, you're not?
Well, it depends on what church.
I'm not baptized. It's a Lutheran church. We do baptism.
Yeah, I don't know
They're
how that
They're probably
works.
Different. Catholics are real strict about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Lutherans are pretty awesome about everything.
I'm circumcised. And does that make me Jewish?
There are two sacraments that you typically only do one or the other. But occasionally, you can do both. If you become a priest before you get married, like you become a priest and then fall in love and leave the orders, you can have all seven sacraments. But typically, most people can only have six in their lives because you either get married or become a priest.
Oh.
Yeah, the Lutherans believe something
A little
different.
Factoid of a Catholicism.
Just one step
there.
Removed from you know. Catholicism. Yeah. But
which one are you going to do, Rick?
I think I'm going to get everything.
He's already in the priesthood.
I'm in a whole different thing too, though. I mean, because Catholics don't let priests get married. I could become a minister and get married in most other Christian churches.
That's one of the main things that Martin Luther did was
the
call
body
the
of
Catholics
Christ
on their
means
bullshit.
Something entirely yeah. different at Rick's church.
Yeah,
that's nasty.
That's what I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
He was talking about communion earlier. You know, he was talking about golden shower communions, freebasing with gays.
Yeah, communion at Tronics,
white bee.
Oh, that's so terrible.
Faggot.
Yeah.
Hey, Riku.
Don't dirty cocksucker.
Hey,
she can do what she wants now. She's baptized.
What have I told you about calling me that?
She's the only one going to heaven in our group. But yeah,
for real.
I also shaved off my Ming the Merciless chin beard.
Oh,
the trip.
No, but now it really brings attention to your fucking rad mustache.
My nearly spectacular mustache.
Oh, that
you
is really
to Salvador Dali. You
got some of the best.
I'm gonna go
hair.
For the Salvador Dali again.
Because you know, and your beard was cool, but it wasn't as full as it could be. But the mustache is spectacular.
Just call it weak, like it was.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding. It was a nice beard. I thought I was just joining the conversation.
You're destroying the conversation.
Give me a week. Yes. I'll have a beard nicer than that
one. Yeah, you will. You won't be Jackson in a while, though. Jackson's got a nice
beard. Jackson
and I started growing beards at the exact same time, and I had to shave mine off for work, and now I could be like that.
He's got that perfect lip line, which is right up to the pink
almost,
the way across.
Yeah. It's almost like his lips are almost hairy.
Right.
And like full, like a forest right up to the tree line fucking pink skin.
For years, Jackson's this nearly bald, clean-shaven guy, and then all of a sudden he's a mountain man.
Yeah.
He goes from being Mr. Burns to you know, the brawny guy.
Grew up there in the mountains, so he's probably just getting in touch with his roots.
I'll get in touch with him. No. All right.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Do you do
I don't think he swings that way. Of course, who would know? I've never seen him with anybody except Spike.
Yeah, for all we know.
It's this girl you don't know who lives on the Canada side of Niagara
like
Falls.
I say,
that's what I always said before I came out of the closet.
No, that's not right.
I don't think so. Yeah.
The broom closet?
Yeah, I was cleaning stuff.
So. That's why you're a house cleaner now,
that's
right?
Right.
Right.
And a prostitute.
Scrub, little Dutch boy.
Scrub, little Dutch boy. Wow, this place sure is dirty.
there was a lot of soccer going on this weekend. Chewy, did you catch any of that?
I haven't really missed any soccer.
Can you give us a little sports update?
Germany looks good. The Netherlands looks good. Mexico advanced today. They look really good. The United States still has a chance to advance. On Thursday, against Germany, it'll be tough, but they could still do it.
I'm sorry, what?
Soccer's awesome.
I can't hear you.
I like this time when the World Cup happens because you can be at the grocery store, at a bar, and people talk soccer with each other.
Yeah.
They don't usually talk soccer, but now, right now I can go any place and have a conversation with somebody about soccer and talk like we really know what the fuck we're talking about.
I'm going numb. I don't know what's going on anymore.
It's cold out here in the soccer field. Everybody's gone home.
And also, it's in Brazil. It's supposed to be winter down there, but these people are still wearing bikinis and
cares.
Shit.
Okay.
What's up with that?
Nobody shows up to the games.
It's winter in the southern hemisphere. Why are these people still wearing bikinis and looking like they're partying?
Because they're equatorial.
All right.
It'd be like being
They look Mexican.
It's like
to me.
Being in the Bahamas at this time of year. It's not much different.
I don't know what you mean by
right. Like LA's weather doesn't really change too much.
Right.
If
right.
if you can wear a bikini, wear a bikini.
Yeah. Well, I'm all for it.
I look spectacular in a bikini.
I've seen you in a bikini.
Yeah. Have you seen those monokinis for guys?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then I've seen one that's literally just a little sack, that a drawstring. Like, there is no strength.
It's a marble bag.
Yeah. Yes.
That's actually all it
yes,
really is.
Yes, that's all it is.
It previously contained Crown Royal.
Yeah,
exactly.
So.
Well.
Well, I like it that way.
For fellas, you know, bigger fellas, I guess. Big balls.
I've got big balls.
Yeah, Crown Royal sack for you then.
Fucking lonely ass, sorry ass queen.
Sorry.
Well, hi,
that
Dave.
That was the big balls alarm.
Bigger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Bigger.
Oh,
you're fucking sad, dude.
Bigger.
Like, I love when like you rip that guy out, dude.
The biggest balls you have ever seen in your life. Oh my god.
Yeah. No. So,
yeah. No.
Ugh. Which bizarre. Means you guys have to drink.
Oh yeah. No.
I right. can't even swallow anything right now. You guys are being so gross.
But since she's 19, we've provided her with soda.
Oh.
Yeah. And
yep,
carbonated water.
Can see that clearly through the glass.
Yeah,
seven.
I thought it was Sprite or water, and it's
seven. Of
it
is. So let's talk about the Screeching Weasel show on Saturday.
Oh right, that's you guys got. That's what I wanted to do this weekend.
It
so
was fucking
hard.
Awesome.
Did
and
Boats
I,
play?
Yeah, Boats was there.
Boats are awesome. Yeah, they're awesome.
They were good. Phenomenauts were good. Shames were fucking great.
Yeah.
And Rick, they released their first 7-inch.
Oh, are you fucking serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was oh, my God.
Pre-release. You know, so they wanted it at Screeching Weasel,
like
which
the vinyl
is really
records.
Smart because
yeah.
they sold.
It's bright green, too.
Oh.
They sold them.
It's amazing.
Oh, you got one?
I got one, yeah.
Did you listen to it?
I have, yes.
Did you go to the Screeching Weasel show, too?
I wasn't there, but I got someone to pick me up a vinyl, so.
What?
Well, why didn't you bring me one?
Because James want to come and high-five you when they hand it to you.
This is the first time anything that went through my studio made it to vinyl.
Yeah,
really?
Ever. I've done a couple hundred albums, and this is the first time anything actually... Everybody talks about it. They talk a lot, but nobody ever fucking does it.
That's awesome.
And this is the first time somebody really did it.
Congratulations, Rick.
Well, and I didn't do all of the recording. I did some of the recording.
Yeah, I saw your name on
but
there.
But still.
He's
but
not
I,
bitter.
It did pass through my studio, and it went, made it
Shut
to vinyl.
Up!
I'm sorry.
And it's really cool, because Mikey put the lyric sheets in so you can read what, she's, what they're saying.
Oh!
And, dude,
oh.
and they're fucking great songs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Those four songs are
That's
great.
That's very
One's
cool.
About
it's
just
so
plays.
Solid.
One's about getting ready. I don't know what for, but that one's crazy. The lyrics in that one's nuts. They talk about Skittles and fucking snails and shit. It's fucking crazy.
Dude, they're all catchy
fucking
and
rad.
Fucking
snails would be difficult.
Yeah. Wow. They went off to like Wonderland on that song. It's weird. It's all colorful and crazy. And you're like, what are you talking about? And it's like,
we're
not really sure.
That's drugs.
Or they'll tell you the whole story and you still go, okay, never mind. I'll just figure it out myself.
They're just fucking with you.
Really long way to get to that
awesome.
Song. But yeah, it was great. So that was kind of a highlight for Mikey. Fuck. She was just beaming, happy that she's made a record now, you know?
And, oh my God, that's so awesome.
And then there was the Ben Weasel and the Zach Damon.
Oh, yeah.
And
Zach
Marsh.
And Pierre and the other Zach and Ben Weasel, they killed it. Oh. Dude, that room was fucking packed. Like, I've never seen it packed before. I mean, Seconds was packed, but this was, like, extra packed. I think it was sold out.
Yeah, I imagine.
And where was it at? The alley?
The alley. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, the whole floor all the way out the door and out the back door. And
shit.
It was super-duper hot in there.
Right.
I stayed for half a week and then left because it was so crowded, too, and I get a little claustrophobic. And,
yeah.
And so
the alley does
socially,
get hella hot, too.
Socially awkward at that point,
That marks the third time I've had something unavoidable come up to miss seeing Screeching Weasel in my life. First time was in 93. The next time was like around 2000. And now this year. Yeah. I will never see that fucking band.
Damn it. And after that, I went over to Brian's birthday party at Jubb's, which was a fucking hoot. And I think people stayed up way too late, got way too drunk.
He feared for his safety.
Horrible. well, you know, good things happened and bad things happened and fuck, dude.
Let's not get too in detail on all
absolutely
that stuff,
not.
I heard it was a hell of a party.
It was a great birthday party, though.
Damn
it. Reno, We Have a Problem, we're awesome. And
damn
did, like,
it.
2 hours of covers with the Mary Jane Rocket.
Oh, yeah, they wanted me to come MC the show and pull them off after four songs.
And they kind of mixed the Mary Jane Rocket and the Reno, We Have a Problem together. And then some band from D.C. went club hopping to find a gig because they drove all the way here from D.C. and their gig got canceled.
Oh, rad.
So they went to a few venues who said no, and then they went to Jubs, and Jubs was like, yeah, sure. Play tonight.
Afterwards,
they're just all, fuck yeah.
Rad.
So we got a really killer hardcore band from Washington, D.C. for the finale.
See what Jubs.
And it was a really fun weekend. So that's what I did.
That's very cool. Yeah. I'm sorry. I love being out of town with my family, but I really wanted to be here for this weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
glad everybody had a great time.
You got to tell your family to get off your nuts
sexually.
When I'm a big Brian fan too.
Yeah, absolutely. You missed a family weekend. You know.
Yeah.
So,
what about you, Chewy? Did you do anything?
Yeah,
besides
we
watch soccer.
Well, I did watch a little soccer, but we took my daughter to the rodeo on Saturday. That was nice and cute.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Saw some really fun pictures of the rodeo.
Yeah,
like a
rodeo
time.
Is a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun, family entertainment.
There's a lot of people there.
Ton of people.
Did they have deep
Saturday.
Fried
It sucked
butter?
Getting in and out of there. Oh, yeah, they had deep fried everything. The idea was we'd get there early and like go look around at the exhibits and shit, but
it was already
we went
packed.
And did something else and took a late nap.
Yeah.
Didn't leave the house till after 5 and then didn't get into the rodeo till about a half hour after the rodeo had started because it took us an hour to get from Sutro and 9th to our seats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You really should just, like, come to my house and then walk.
Yeah. Well, I live way closer to the fairgrounds than you.
Okay.
It would have taken the same amount of time, though.
No, the long part was waiting in the line for the will call tickets.
Okay.
And then we got in there, we ran into my aunt, who was like, oh, we had tickets, we didn't know you'd want to go. It's like, well, fuck you then.
Yeah, you didn't know because you didn't call
I didn't say that to her.
She
was Aunt Chewbacca, fuck you.
No, I would never say that to her. She's a really
Well, you don't want to pay, right?
I did. I paid $90 for the three of us to go there. And $7 for an Indian taco, and $21 for three beers for me and my wife.
Did you buy some plastic light-up thing for the kid?
No.
Yeah.
No. She's got enough of that shit at our house.
Rodeo's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean, the plastic light-up things. That
yeah, I know what you mean,
kids.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't even, we never made it to the fair part of it. We just went straight to the, we got there so late, we just went to our seats and watched the
rodeo. Okay.
But it was fun.
What about you, Spanky?
Oh, okay. So I recorded Eddie from Eddie and the Subtitles with the kids from the Grimtones.
Yeah.
And that was hella fun. And that took up almost my entire week. But in between all the other stuff, you know what fucking happened to me?
What?
Dude, I never get laid. Carlos came over and we watched Zombo. And that was awesome.
It's
and
almost
I still
like
didn't
getting
even get
laid.
A hand job. But, what are you going to do? So anyway,
Litos.
Dude, I think I told you guys that. Now stop. It's very nice.
No, sorry. I burped.
Oh.
I burped a little too in my mouth. But, yeah.
Just a little.
Continue.
I thought you were making puke noises about my hand job.
What happened?
No, sorry.
Okay.
Your hand job's lovely. Continue.
Right. Nick also likes shit.
So, dude, a little while ago, I found this book by this guy called Yorgos the Damned that was a fucking vampire book, right? And it's just this small author, and I read it, and it was fucking amazing.
Excuse
me,
is that Yorgos or Yorgost?
Yorgos. Yorgos. Wow. And it's because he's fucking a monk in the 1600s in Greece.
Gotcha.
And so it's kicks ass if you're into, like vampire fiction, like Anne Rice type shit. It's so fucking good. So I got a Facebook friend with that guy, and then... I'm waiting for the second book to come out, which is so good. Don't you dare give me the wind. This is really cool. And I had sent him a Facebook note saying how much I liked the book. And do you know what happened, you guys?
You sexted him?
What?
He sexted you? Sent you a naked picture?
Oh, and I found out he is gay, so I could fucking...
No shit.
And he's my age, so I think he's the man of my dreams, too. But I don't know. So, dude, this Yorgos the Damned book was so good. The second one is coming out. He sent me a Facebook note and said, would you mind reading the unreleased draft and telling me what you think about it?
Ooh.
So right now I'm reading a book that nobody else has, and then I'm sending him my input on what I think about it, and fucking,
that's rad.
It is so
very cool.
You know when you read a book and it says, like, and thank you to so-and-so for all of your input on this before it came out? Yeah. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
I'm that guy.
Or you're one of them.
Yeah, that's true. Cool. He probably gave it to, like, 10 people.
You're a literary fag hag.
Dude, it's so fucking rad. And there was one
literally.
Chapter. Yeah. For real. And I'm feeling really
that's pretty
exciting
cool, though.
And important. And it's something I really, really wanted. The first book ends was amazing. And it was as good as anything I'd ever read. I really dug this book. But I'm into vampire books and religious bullshit,
well,
and
what's
it's got
his,
both.
Give him a plug. What's his
oh,
name?
Oh, his name is Jalen Braden, and the book, if you go on Amazon, is Yorgos the Damned, Yorgos the Damned. And the second one is coming out as soon as I finish checking it and he gets it published, which should be around the fall. So you have enough time to read the first one, and it ends with a terrible cliffhanger.
And now to you it doesn't matter when it comes out, because you have it.
No, and now I got to read it again and find out what he changed, based on my input. Very important, you know.
Maybe he's just hitting him.
Kind of a big deal.
I hope he's just hitting him. Well, I don't know. some of his Facebook pictures look great, and some of them don't, and you wonder if he's just got a heavier mix of younger pictures.
We all have that problem.
We all do that, right? Like,
well, we all have good and bad pictures on Facebook.
No, I'm very current and honest about myself. I post bad things.
Well, you haven't gotten fat and old yet.
Thank you.
So, I still think you're under 40.
Right.
So that's something that's going on that is very important to me that was very exciting and I wanted to share.
That's cool. Way cool. That's really neat.
Hey, you know what, Rick?
What?
I play Words with Friends with Buzz Burbank.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Is he really good? He's
pretty smart.
I bet he'd kick your ass, right?
I don't let him, but yeah, he beats me.
Oh, that's
so awesome,
rad.
Though. That's really cool.
Speaking of celebrity fun, minor celebrity.
With
Buzz Burbank, one of our radio gods.
Yes.
With your question from the quiz, who is the most interesting person you've met and the most famous person you've met, would that count that you play Words with Friends with him?
Well, yeah. And we have met Buzz.
Yeah.
The three of us have all met Buzz and Rob
and
Mike.
I was thinking about that.
Oscar.
And
Oscar. And Dennis
it is,
Murphy.
And Dennis
and
Murphy.
Dennis Murphy.
I have kissed Dennis Murphy on the mouth.
Oh, that's so gross.
It's really gross, but I'm proud.
If you don't know who Dennis Murphy is, listeners,
if you don't know,
do a Google image search. He'll pop right up.
If by chance you don't know who Dennis Murphy is.
Yeah. If he's smiling, that's not him.
If you live under a rock or something.
You can't tell if he's smiling.
You know what's crazy, too? At the Screeching Weasel, I was...
Hey, guys.
My I was
lips
doing the merch.
Are paralyzed.
I was doing the merch for the Shames a little bit, and some dude had a Jack Cassidy shirt on, and I'm all, dude. Michael Mary's all, you're the only one who fucking knows that.
Fuck yeah.
Jack
you said,
Cassidy.
My fucking friend has that same shirt. I would have been. Was he gay?
I don't think so.
You ever see that? You give them my phone number.
I want to call in real quick.
To do a Dennis Murphy impersonation, you just have to grab your tongue with your fingers.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
It works every time.
Hi, I'm Dennis Murphy.
Way more people knew what I was talking about when I was talking about soccer than what you guys are doing.
That's
right
true.
Now.
We should be getting the win for this.
I'm so sorry.
Let's move to our guest.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew, did you do anything exciting this weekend?
I worked the entire weekend.
Good
so
boy.
That's not exciting at
do you
all.
Want to talk about where you work?
Do you fight sharks for a living? Because then it would be exciting.
Are you a lion tamer?
I'm a shark fighter. I'm a lion tamer. And I also cook hot dogs at Bodog's.
Fucking A. That's awesome.
I do all of that in the trailer.
I think the health department might want to do
that. Oh, no, it's cleared.
Okay.
Do you have a bullwhip?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. That's what I move the hot dogs with.
Were you at a special event or a couple of them or what?
I was at a Speak Your Mind yesterday.
Oh, yeah,
cool.
That's right. I went to that too for a little bit.
Yeah, I was there from 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I heard you did a little
at
bass
night.
And drums for the Breakers.
No, that wasn't there. That was
a different thing
on Saturday.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I was actually surprised. There were some pretty good acts. There were some cool samples. They were sampling like Sampha and some really cool acts that I like. So.
Rad. Cool. Rad.
It was nice down there. And it was real family friendly. It wasn't like all thuggy.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
It's cool.
Yeah. What about you, Sam? You get up to no good?
Let's see. It was the Taste of Downtown in Carson City on Saturday.
Ooh. So
and what does downtown taste like?
A lot of food.
Asphalt and cigarettes.
And beer.
Yeah. Asphalt and cigarettes.
Awesome. No, was it great?
It was good, yeah.
Very cool.
A lot of people
cool.
turn out for that?
Yeah. The whole city.
Samantha, embellishment is the essence of good storytelling.
And that's in Carson City, right?
Yeah, Carson City. Okay. There's no embellishment in
it. Did you get in a fight?
I didn't.
We're all waiting for the answer.
Maybe she's thinking how to tell this story. Well, so
trying to throw you a bone. And...
sexually.
So to speak.
Hey.
Right, well, no, I meant.
No, that was
no,
a
you
Rick,
guys know what I
you.
Meant. Yeah.
Let's go to a song. Who wants to hear a song?
A song?
It's been long enough. I hope you enjoyed the recap of our lives.
That took a long time. Doesn't it seem like we've been talking about this week forever?
It does seem like you guys have been talking about this week forever.
Jesus.
There's a lot to report on, you know?
Hate us.
But now we're going to have what you want, the music. Andrew, we met a couple weeks ago playing after Sick Kitty Sit.
Sick Kitty Sit.
Jub.
SickKittySit.com for their CD,
and
which is amazing.
Rick and I were just blown away. Me by the music playing, Rick by his rippling abs.
Right. Well, no, he had a whole shirt on then, and it was disappointing. But when he was setting up, I'm like, okay, this asshole, it just looks like one guy doing all the work. Is that because the drummer's lazy, or is it just one guy?
You know, like a pickle Both. Barrel and shit.
Yeah, it's like a plastic fucking bucket and
that's a pickle
some
barrel,
drum thing.
Rick.
Is it?
Yes. That style I of would... bucket is known as a pickle barrel.
Dude, I wouldn't put my pickle in that.
Good dick joke, bro.
You made Andrew cringe.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
Chewy,
I said that
stop.
About
Put
something
that away.
Entirely different.
Put that away. Well, most of the times if you have the lids on those, they do have that little circular.
I don't have any
it
idea
It hurts
what
when
you're I talking
do
this.
About. Stop it, Chewy. Put that away.
It's a kind of triangle, right?
So, Andrew, you're local. How long you been doing this one-man set? And how long you been in Reno?
I've been in Reno forever. Really? I used to play in a band called Buster Blue.
Oh.
I don't know who they are. I don't think that's not very big.
I'm sorry.
Nobody been there.
All you bearded guys look alike.
That's true.
I have seen you play as the blue.
Oh, cool. Miss.
Yeah.
Love Buster Blue. Awesome.
Yeah, it's Thanks, the you young guys with beards all look the same.
Are you just not in that anymore, or did it break up?
I'm not a part of it. I hope they keep doing what they're doing, but I'm not a part of it. But I've been doing this thing. It's called Up Is the Down Is the...
Yes.
About 6 months now? No, 7 months. Yeah.
So when I see a solo guy with a bucket and a looper pedal and a guitar, I think either he can't get along with other people or he just thinks he can do this on his own or like, what's your story? Did you just get sick of other assholes that you had to like just break out on your own or were you just bored and stoned? Like, you know, like what? How did this happen?
It's not as exciting as any of that. I just had a group of songs, and I wanted to try and do some sort of looping project, and this is just kind of what it's become right now. And most of the time, it's been me trying to figure out how the fuck to do it.
See, you need to make up a story with like ex-boyfriends from girls you dated and chainsaws, or you know?
Well, I used to be a black girl.
People breaking your side view mirror off your car.
Exactly.
I was born a poor black child. And
there you go. I've been
a couple black dudes
and
that shit too.
I've found my special purpose. Is this your special purpose? Do you do it all the time?
Yeah. Yeah. I love music. I'm a music teacher. Sure.
What?
Do you want to plug your
teaching
job?
I just do private lessons right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
I'm finishing up a degree.
Hit you up on Facebook.
Cheers. What kind of degree?
Music ed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, legit. All right.
I've been subbing and doing private lessons for years now. Especially, it's the best job to have when you're touring.
So. Do you have an email or a website you want to pimp out so people can get? Do you need to take on any more students?
Oh, no, no.
Oh.
No, I couldn't do that right now.
Cheers. Well, what are we going to hear now?
I'm going to play a song called Ghosts.
Okay.
I'm working on a new album. It's called Mantra, and hopefully it'll be out the end of August, beginning of September, and this is the first track off of it.
Cool.
I'd sit so long. I've never
You gotta admit that was kind of a gay song.
No, Chewy, it was.
I
not.
Said that
no
about an entirely Chewy. Different song months ago.
No, you just said that right now, Chewy.
I hate what a dick he is. You always so embarrass me.
Totally not a gay song.
I don't even know if you should really you be whatever a part you want of this show.
I thought it was a good song.
Thanks, man.
He's a little bit high.
So honey. that was really beautiful, but I want to hear some looper pedal drum bullshit.
Okay.
So do another one.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
Do another song right now.
Yeah, we
right
got now. A bucket.
That was really pretty, though.
A floor tom.
You sound like Neil Tennant. I told you that when you were on stage.
Yeah, totally. Hey, I think that's a compliment, so I appreciate it.
So gay band from
Is
the
that
80s.
Blood all over your hi-hat?
Yeah, that's my friend's blood. He's wow, playing a band called the Xenophobes.
Oh, I remember the Xenophobes.
Yeah, you know Phil?
No.
That's Phil's, and that's his blood.
Wow.
Did he tell you you sounded like Neil Tennant from the Pet Shop Boys? And you had to hurt him?
Phil from Carson?
Yeah.
Black hair?
No, Phil Corbett.
Yeah, I don't know that, Phil.
Oh, okay.
All right. I saw Abraham Lincoln's blood on his pillow one time.
In D.C.?
Yeah, in D.C. That is herpes, guys.
All right, I'll do a song called Again and Again.
Look me in the eyes, I want you to know.
so slow.
Just one dude, folks. One dude live in front of us.
Playing a bucket and looping it. So really, he likes to play with himself a lot.
I was thinking...
You must play with yourself all the time if you're not good at it.
I'm totally fucking jealous. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You could totally make mortar in that bucket right now if you wanted to, too.
Yeah.
That would be the manly thing to do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then flip it back
and
over
then and take a gun and shoot it.
There you go.
It is near the 4th of July, National Guns, Fireworks, and Booze Day.
Cool. It's about America.
Great. That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's what America's about.
Super.
That's what America's about. It's guns, fireworks, and booze, right?
I love America. Oh,
guns and booze, sure.
That's what I get out of America.
We're killing engines thing, too? Oh, no. No. Namaste.
Namaste.
That's a different day.
That's
Thanksgiving.
Columbus Day, right. Yeah, Thanksgiving. Go. Yeah.
Do you like Death Cab for Cutie?
No. That's me. I have a thing against Ben Gibbard. I hate Ben Gibbard.
Okay. Is that the singer or the other guy? Or is there another guy? I don't even know who's in the band, but that singer.
I think me too.
Is that the singer?
It's the singer. Okay.
If there is someone else in the band, I don't like him.
Your voice resembles his. I'm so sorry.
No, it's cool. I've been told that.
Yeah, I bet you get that a lot. Neil Tennant's a lot better.
No, for sure. For sure.
Oh, where's Riku's? Oh.
No, who I hate is James Taylor.
James Taylor.
As long as you don't sound like that guy.
Yeah.
I hate James Taylor.
We were all convinced he's the devil now.
He's the worst.
Yeah. Actually, not really for me. But
I'm totally against him now.
Me too.
Do you like Reggie Watts?
I love Reggie Watts, yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome one man, dude, too.
Yeah, his TED Talks is amazing.
Do you know Brian Kenny Fresno?
I haven't seen that yet.
I do.
That guy's rad. Oh,
that guy was so rad. He played at the Zephyr a bunch of years ago. Yeah, he was awesome.
I played a show with him in Merced.
Yeah. He does amazing work like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, did he have his whole show where he plays with his brother?
No. Brian Kenny Poughkeepsie? No.
Yeah.
No. I saw him probably 10 years ago. He used to come to Reno quite a bit, played the Zephyr, played the Jazz Club, played at Foats Lounge. Yeah.
He did. That's right.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Boat's Lounge, which is now a bodega.
Yeah, it still has the same bad carpentry we did.
That bar with the mosaic on it and shit. Yeah.
He used to do the craziest. So when I saw him, he has a skit where he has a TV on stage and he plays with his brother, like webcast from New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And he has
rad.
And you see him right before the show. Yeah. Put a VHS.
Brian
on
Kenny Fresno is a great showman.
he's amazing, he does a
great show.
Oh yeah.
And he's a cool guy. Yeah. Anybody out there, check him out. Do it.
One of the coolest live shows I've ever
seen. I wish
you'd
come to Reno more often.
Crazy old freaking drunk with stuff and just rambles and
he did a real well prepared. Yeah, yeah. He did a 24-hour show and got carpal tunnel.
Wow.
He played for 24 hours and he hasn't been playing since.
Whoa.
That sucks.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that fucking instrument he has is crazy.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But he's so good at it.
Yep.
Sexually. What was it?
It's like a homemade guitar bass combination.
And he played with the mallets on it? No.
It was
crazy. That was Matt Wage.
I always get those two mixed up.
Matt Wage is the one with the short hair.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I forgot all about that act. That's awesome. Good memory. Thank you, Chewie.
No problem.
That's why we have
YouTube
Chewie
him. He's
around.
Fucking rad.
So where's up? What is it? Up the
up,
up
is
the is
down,
down
is
the. What is up is the down is the next show?
July 2nd at the Holland Project. I'm playing with
very cool
a band from Sacramento called the Baddest Beams. They're really awesome. And then a band from Reno. I haven't heard them. They're called Lead Cigarettes. It's one of their first shows, I guess. Hmm. Yeah, it should be a good time.
Yeah, Holland's always bringing in really good bands from out of town. Yeah.
Clark's been doing a really good job. Jonathan Richman's playing soon, which is pretty awesome. Yeah.
Wow, that's a pretty big name there. That's a good get.
Who's that?
Jonathan Richman. He's from the Modern Lovers. So everybody knows him from Something About Mary. He did all the music.
Oh,
he's the guy in the
that
background.
Guy. Yeah. Okay, yeah, he's rad.
I saw him open up for M. Ward at Fillmore, and he's incredible. Yeah.
How cool. Oh, I just suck his dick. Dude, why did I get something? Everyone else is not talking. Jesus.
I'm just trying to fill empty space.
All right. That's what you
should
usually
do. A segment where me and Nick
have
a conversation
a bunch of sweaty
with each other, just robots.
What's that, Chewie?
We could do a show where just you and me talking robot the whole time.
Yeah, I don't even know why I have to show up. I'll just say I suck their dicks.
Would that be
Tom Green's dick and all that? Yeah, I can masturbate without blowing myself.
I just suck his dick.
It's a kind of triangle, right?
I just suck his dick.
That's all I have to say.
I don't even know what obtuse means, but if it's bad, I agree.
So what's so bad about incest then?
Fuck you, Rick.
None of that made any sense, but I was trying
Yes, it did. I saw a story there.
I really did. It was
Robot
an attempt
Nick
at a...
Sucks.
Yeah. It really does. Yeah, well, I don't have you
literally.
Saying anything nice.
Robot Josh says a lot of off-the-wall shit, too.
Yeah. At least you're
funny. I bought a couple of your records recently, and I feel like I want my money back.
That's not nice to say it.
Oh, what a dick you are.
Oh, I didn't know they were free somewhere else.
So, Sam, you're just here for support?
Yes.
Okay.
Sam's here to hang out.
And she took the quiz before, so we don't
know. What about...
You know
should
what?
We jump to the quiz?
Give her some easier questions.
I think it's time
You guys said that since it was my first time, you were going to go easy on me. And I feel gypped.
Yeah, let's
also,
give her
you were scared of what my mom would think.
Give her the real quiz.
All right. Now we have to be hard on her, and don't tell your mom you were on the show.
Yeah, let's be hard on Sam.
And on the website, we'll put fucking the mystery guest with like a big question mark over her face.
Right, yeah.
So it doesn't
blur
out her mom.
Pixelated. Your face.
Photoshop.
So feel free to just be yourself.
Photoshop the girl from
last
week.
Well, give me the damn music.
Why don't you
then?
Beep out her last name too, Rick?
Yeah.
Oh, that is exactly what we will do. Okay.
The gates of the sound equipment. You know, that's the sound thing, right?
Do you have an alias you want to use?
Now you have to beep that out too. Oh,
let's just put
her home address is.
Let's just put miscellaneous hot girl on the on the fucking thing. So
I'm both flattered and offended.
Which looks great on you.
Namaste, smiley face. Oh. We're good.
Namaste.
Okay, there we go.
Supportive Sam.
Okay, so do you want the quiz music?
Yeah, let's do it.
Miscellaneous hot girl. Band name list.
I mean, Rory,
that is a good one.
Make the intern go do that.
Yeah, go on the refrigerator, right? Miscellaneous hot girl on the band list. Thank you,
it's
baby.
A great band name.
Let's see if he even knows how to spell miscellaneous.
We're going to check the spelling. Well, he has a smartphone.
Well, and see if he's smart enough, to abbreviate it.
M-I-S-C dot.
All right, give me my music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst quiz in the world. I'm going to ask you some random and embarrassing questions and then judge you silently while I subjectively score you, however I feel like. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. Sure. All right. Excellent. You're chomping at the bit. You've been wanting to play this quiz for a while. Let's see here. Your lover, your brother, or your mother? Trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first, Sam?
My brother.
Yeah?
Yes.
That was an easy answer, huh?
Yeah, it was.
How old's your brother?
18.
I've met him. He's bigger than you. You better be ready for a fight.
He's twice the size of me. I could kick his ass, though.
Okay.
He doesn't hit girls, does he?
Well, if they're trying to eat him, maybe. Oh, wait, did I say that wrong? That's not a nice thing to say. I'm going to just back away. This is really uncomfortable, huh?
Andrew, yes. Same question. Trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first, your lover, your brother, or your mother?
Brother.
Definitely also brother. Interesting.
Yes. We hate our brothers.
Any reasons? Just the sibling rivalry?
Sibling rivalry, yes, definitely.
He didn't, like, push your head and poo when you were five or something?
No, I did more to him than he did to me. He's older than me, too.
Oh, so you've just got it out for
obviously,
him.
Yeah. You're about to cannibalize him, so.
Yeah. Excellent. Andrew, what was the first album you ever bought?
First album I ever bought?
Yeah.
With your own money.
That was a Sugar Ray EP.
Which one?
Way back when. It was the one with Every Morning on it. I forget the
Holy
name.
Holy shit, that's awful.
I was trying to think of worst possible thing.
Yeah, you know that
those are always the worst things. Like the first album you ever bought. I always think it's a worst.
I
thing.
Didn't buy the
that
worst
that
album
that
my...
extra 10 points you got earlier in the show. You just lost.
I doubled it.
It's a
no,
wash.
You lost it entirely. Sam, first album.
I think it was Kid A. Radiohead.
Oh, see, that's an answer. That's a great answer.
Dude, I love that.
That's like being able to say, like I get the White Album as my first album. Kid A is a fantastic fucking album.
Yeah,
it's not
the
quite
truth.
The White Album, but it's a very good album. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that Sugar Ray song, too, but I also have sex with men, so I'm sorry.
I didn't say I loved it. That's just the first thing I bought.
He thought it was Sugar Ray Leonard.
Keeping with the theme, what's the first rock show you ever went to, Sam?
The first rock show?
Yes.
Or any show at
my
all.
My mom went to No Doubt when she was pregnant with me. Does that count?
Pregnant answers do count, but what was your real answer for you?
Does a metal show count?
Yes.
I saw She Has a Fashion Vice was my first metal rock show I ever went to.
Wow.
I was 11.
Rad.
They've been around that long?
Yes, they have.
Wow.
That was only 6 years ago or some shit.
6 years is a long time.
Eight years ago,
yeah. My math's bad, too. I'm like, yeah, okay, six sounds good.
I was just ignoring you guys. Andrew, what's your first show?
I went and saw the Coffin Cats in Carson.
That's a lot of C.
Coffin Cats, Carson, yeah. Literally.
Carson
City. Was it at Comic Coffee?
At the fairgrounds?
it was not fairgrounds? At Comic Coffee. And it wasn't a catastrophe. It was pretty good.
Let's see. What is your favorite drunk food, Andrew?
Drunk food? Oh, my gosh.
Drunk food.
It's the same thing as drunk food, but it's form.
It really is.
I'm going to say it's Thai. Anything golden flour.
Oh, that's golden shower has been mentioned at this point in the quiz several times.
Yeah,
recently.
And Sam, not that you ever have, but if you were to be drunk, what would be your favorite thing to eat?
I don't know. Probably nachos was my
cool.
go-to drink.
Like good nachos or like 7-Eleven nachos?
Like 7-Eleven nachos.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Or sometimes I'll try to make...
With the chili and the cheese?
I love how the chili like poops out of that dispenser with like the motor.
Oh, yeah. That's,
and it just poops out
that.
Like bird poop.
I love that when I'm
and just
drunk.
Get it on everything. Yeah.
I'm all over
can,
it.
Can somebody cut Rick's mic?
Yes, I can do that for you. I'm sorry.
Let's see. Who in all of history would you get into a fist fight with, Sam?
Ooh, William Shakespeare.
Ooh,
nice.
Really?
Good yes, answer. Really.
I think that's a first.
That's
why?
That's a first.
I want to hear a little why here.
I don't know. It'd be interesting.
Smack that bald head around.
Yeah, he's a wordy bastard.
What? Yeah, I mean, he might talk a lot, and I enjoy that, so.
All right.
Okay. Andrew, fist fight. All of history? Must be a real person.
Andrew Jackson.
Yeah.
Andrew Jackson.
Have you seen that play, Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, yet?
I have not.
Well,
I've heard so much about it.
You though. Missed it. It ended this weekend.
It closed
on
Sunday.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And yeah, you would have punched Andrew Jackson in the face. You would have just hopped up on the stage.
Those are both excellent answers. Those
I did the time warp with Andrew Jackson just last week, so.
You did.
I did.
He was at our fundraiser. Yeah. Let's see. All right, we're not jipping you here. You're going to get all the real questions. So, Andrew, how often do you masturbate?
Huh.
Nick's getting really uncomfortable.
Let's do
average.
Average,
you know?
Like, average like a week?
whatever your frequency is.
Yeah.
50 hertz.
50 dozen.
That's an audio geek joke. Woo! Okay, sorry.
When it hurts, we were supposed to cut his mic, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm kidding, Rick. I'm kidding. Four.
Four days a week? Four out of seven?
Four, yeah.
It's more special when you don't do it too much, don't you think?
Sam?
Make it a
same
treat.
Same question to you. How often do you masturbate, Sam?
Let's see, maybe twice a week.
Twice a week? And when you've got the urge, do you ever go to the internet?
You know what? I do, Rory.
What are your favorite keywords?
No. Black guys or...
donkey cock.
A compilation.
What about you guys? What's about her?
Threesome.
Now, do you lean devil's threesome or two girls, one guy?
Angel threesome.
Two girls. Angel threesome. Yeah, angel threesome, definitely.
Andrew, what's your favorite keywords when searching the internet? Because you're a guy. I know you use the internet.
JB, I need a beer.
It's true.
Beer for Mr. Ramirez.
I've never heard compilation before, but that I'll go with beer.
Me too.
Check that out. You'll enjoy it.
Always.
I got some good shit for
it's
you, Andrew.
Always a finisher. And how did the date end? Oh, I see. Same way the date always ends.
A spa trap would be good, wouldn't it?
Have you ever seen a dead body, Andrew?
I have.
Sam?
No.
No.
Okay. Would you like to?
Never.
Excuse me?
I was. God. Yeah.
Where and when did you lose your virginity, Sam?
I'm going to need one, too. You just didn't hear me because everybody was talking over me when
you
I was ordering
lose your
one.
Virginity?
Sorry.
Where and when?
Where this? And when I was 16 in the back of a car.
Not your parents' house.
Not my parents' house. Super. Not my parents' car.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
God for all of that.
Smart girl.
I'm very smart.
Andrew, your yes. same question to you, sir. Where describe where and when did you lose your virginity?
It was a lovely evening. I was 16. We were on the beach drinking warm Dr. Pepper.
romantic.
No, it was in the back of my car.
Yay! That's about an even score on that for both of you. It's kind
it's
of a
pretty
wash.
Much the same exact answer.
Yeah. It's almost the same story.
I was just going to
have you known each other long?
Would it help you to know that I was drugged?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's not good.
I was drugged.
That's sad.
Oh,
like, without
I meant
you knowing
on
it?
On purpose
no,
kind of way.
It was a peer pressure sort of Xanax-y thing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Well. That's sad.
Xanax always makes you feel like, well, whatever. Okay.
All right.
Just do we need to go kill a motherfucker or
oh,
what?
Oh, no. We're.
We okay. can do that.
You can if you want to.
All right. All right. We're talk to your mom.
Yeah, that's what I meant by would you like to see a dead body? I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my butt. I said that about somebody entirely different, but if
you
that's
could
what it
do
takes.
That to him, I thought that was a good place for that sample.
Yeah,
I was
you're
just
right.
gonna say
yeah.
that's okay. about what? The only time that sample's been good.
I didn't even know about that story when I said that either. So foreshadowing.
What is your biggest guilty pleasure, Sam?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Wow,
that's a good,
good
one. Yeah, I like that. Answer.
She knows how to take
Damn.
This quiz.
Andrew, what's your biggest guilty pleasure?
Sugar Ray.
Beyonce.
Yes.
Also, that's a really good answer.
I think that's guiltier.
This is very competitive. This is Damn. A very competitive quiz. On this good earth, if you were either dying or going to Mars, what would be your last meal, Andrew?
Oh, boy. This is Eggs Benedict. Definitely.
Strong.
With Chipotle Hollandaise, home fries, and a mimosa.
Nice. Yeah.
Good choice.
Brunch.
Right.
Brunch, yeah.
Brunch from Brasserie.
I just,
shit.
I assume I'm going to eat happen. And then travel. So,
Samantha.
Shit.
No,
that's
a terrible answer.
Gross.
That's gross.
You eat shit.
Bold answer, though. Bold answer.
Do I get points for that? Because I'll stick to it if I must.
Only if you actually do.
Please just change your answer.
Okay.
Nick also likes shit.
Hey, man.
You guys could get together.
We have so much in common.
And have a little scat party.
Let's have a
shit sandwich
together.
I'm going to go to Costco probably and get it.
Probably, let's see, probably Szechuan shrimp.
Mm,
it's nice. My also favorite meal of all time. Too.
I'm going to throw the rest of this quiz over to my good partner, Nick Ramirez.
Oh, what about the current make and model of your pair of underwear you're wearing right now?
We'll throw it to Rick. Sam?
Sorry.
Make and model?
Yeah.
Color, make, and model of your underwear.
What is model? Oh,
thong,
let's see.
Boy Shorts.
Grannies.
And like Hanes, Victoria's
let's see,
Secret.
Let's see. Polka Dot, Victoria's Secret, Boy Wait.
Bikinis?
Cheekster. Boys? It's Cheekster.
Cheekster.
You know what I'm talking about.
Whew. Is it hot in this room or is the air conditioning off?
Both. It is hot in here.
Andrew, same question to you, my brother.
I have to check.
Yeah.
Gray boxer shorts.
Okay.
No big deal.
Can I get extra points for my answer?
You just got lots of
that
points.
That totally
there.
Kicked the ass of gray boxer shorts.
Should I also do? All right. So you're going down on a girl and you find warm, crispy piece of bacon, Sam. Do you eat it?
Only if she's watching.
Well, Andrew, you got a lot of ground to make up here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get creative.
Wow, I'm fanning myself.
I would imagine she would be watching because she'd probably be curious about what you're going to do when you fan the bacon.
This ought to freak her out. Nope, didn't even phase it.
Right on. That's exactly what I wanted to happen.
Andrew, same question to ye, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
Simple yes or no question.
Well, it's yes, but the bacon has to be burnt.
He likes it crispy.
You like it really crispy. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Wow. Oh, and while we're on the tough quiz questions, have you ever tasted your own number three?
What is number three?
It's not number one and it's not number two, but
it's
comes
diarrhea.
From down there.
Pearl Jam. Gotcha.
I have not.
I have.
Yeah. Oh, dude. She's just outpacing
you.
Andrew,
you should have lied.
I know. Not only
to win the quiz, but for my sake.
Watching high school track runners go around that like second turn, she's just like cooking your ass out there on the long stretch. Yeah. Nick, let's go to the rapid fire and see if Andrew can make up some ground here.
Okay, I have one more in the basic quiz.
Oh, okay.
Okay, who's the most interesting and who is the most famous celebrity you've ever met?
So two different people?
Or they can be the same person if that's your answer.
Okay. The most interesting was Andrew Bird. I met him when he played at the GSR, I met him outside. And he's the most awkward guy, and he's like this tall.
He said about 3 feet, folks.
Yeah, he's about 3 feet. he's a musician. He does a bunch of looping stuff also, but he plays violin.
Oh, cool.
And I had a really stupid encounter with him. I was very starstruck, and I said I was going to see him at Outside Lands, but it was more like, I'm going to see you at Outside Lands. And he just kind of stared at me, and nothing happened.
Oh, that's real nice, bro.
Sam, same question to you.
What was the question? The most interesting and...
And the most famous person you've ever met.
Oh, God. Philip Glass.
Holy
shit.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, that totally wins.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's just
get to the
drop the mic and sharp. Walk away. The last three questions, she just owned you, dude.
All right, let's see if you can make up in rapid fire. Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
All right. Let's see.
Samantha.
Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Okay.
Okay.
Who or Led Zeppelin?
Who?
Led Zeppelin.
Okay. Opposite subtract. Yeah. not that those things are
and
opposite.
And I'm dressed like a cat.
Punk or metal?
Punk.
Punk, definitely.
All right.
Clash Pistols or Sex Fiends? Wait. Sex what Pistols the or The Whoa. Clash?
The Clash.
Clash,
that was
definitely.
Nick, not you.
I know. you clash, both said definitely. Clash? Okay. That's awesome. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Okay. Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
All right.
Stop copying me.
Hermione or Ron?
Hermione.
Hermione.
Okay. Hermione.
Gay or ginger?
What?
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Thank you.
I would rather be gay.
Red hair.
Okay.
Homophobe.
Gingerphobe.
She's a faggot.
I'm a gingerphobe.
Would you rather have Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Coke.
Would you rather have Coke or weed?
Coke.
Weed.
Would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Cancer.
All right. Would you like Ozzy or Ronnie James Dio?
Ronnie James Dio.
Nice. Rare.
Yeah. It's just going to seem like I'm copying you because he's asking you first.
It's because you are copying. So get off my ass.
You're saying Dio?
Yes, Dio.
The man on the Silver Mountain. How about, would you rather be blind or deaf?
Blind.
Did I already ask that?
No.
Oh, blind or deaf?
Deaf.
Okay. Would you rather listen to Nickelback or Coldplay?
Nickelback all the way.
Coldplay sucks.
You
too,
better say it.
Yeah, Nickelback.
Okay. Would
then did that mean Coldplay or Cold Sore?
Right. Coldplay or a Cold Sore?
Cold sore.
She answered.
Yeah,
yes.
Andrew, Coldplay or cold sore?
Coldplay.
You could attempt to steal, and now it just sounds like you're being like contrary just to be contrary.
Can I do one, Nick?
Okay, how about he can go first from now on?
All right, go ahead.
Three parter. Bed, Bath, or Beyond.
Is that even a question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beyond. Beyond.
All right.
Nice.
Andrew?
Beyond. You went first. Right.
That was her chance to steal.
All right. Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Arrested.
Puke or diarrhea?
Oh.
In what situation?
Pick one. Yeah, puke or diarrhea.
It's all up to you.
Which would you rather have?
Puke.
Also puke.
Now who's copying?
You know what?
shaved or landing strip?
Shaved.
Landing strip.
Like your mom.
Whoa.
Hey, how do you know that?
Oh my god, she's going to be so mad when she hears this.
Yeah, she better not hear this.
look here, you little shit.
Do you have tattoos or piercings?
Tattoos.
Tattoos.
Do you have any tattoos?
I don't.
Do you?
No.
You sound like Frankenfurter.
Fuck piercings. Though.
Do you have any tattoos?
Do you have any tattoos?
Oh, well. How about you?
Let's do one more, and we won't do the Beatles stars because it doesn't really fit.
Yeah.
Would you rather read a comic book or be on a podcast?
I would rather be on a podcast.
Yeah.
Good choice.
I'd be on a podcast.
Cool.
Victory cool-off lap. Sam wins with a score of 450,000 points
Holy
in 72.
It's one of the highest
Andrew,
ever.
Andrew, you got 87.
Yes!
Sorry. Sam completely kicked your ass on that quiz.
Everybody's happy that you came and joined him tonight. For the show.
not as happy as I.
Let's hear a little more music out of Andrew here, and then I think we're gonna close the show after that because it's fucking hot and late.
You want to do a double since you know we only heard two songs so far? Let's double up.
Sure.
Cool.
Sweet, thank you.
Fucking rad.
Fucking rad, right?
How did you do that with your voice?
I know. And he's doing it with his feet. He's like activating the looper pedal. Watching him do it live was really cool. I'm like, yeah. I know what he's doing. Oh, look what he did. It was always like, wow, that was cool. So
sweet, man.
So you're going to give us another one?
Yeah, I'll play you a new song. It's not going to be on the album, but it's good.
Hide the Salami?
Yeah.
That is not the title, Riku.
It is now.
today, you said tomorrow, but tomorrow never came. Yesterday, you said tomorrow, but tomorrow never came. Never came. Oh, never came. Never came. No, 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 never came. No, 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 never came. No, 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 never came. No, 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 never came.
Nice.
Free beer tomorrow.
Beautiful, beautiful. That is really cool how you control all that. And
so that song's about hiding salamis?
Exactly. He said yesterday, but it never came. Right?
Jeez. Yeah.
Yesterday you said tomorrow.
I put my dick in it, nothing happened.
Is that exactly.
Is that on tape? We should get that on tape.
Oh, I was actually quoting a Chewbacca drop.
Good.
So it wouldn't be original. And if Rick, you really
you said it
better
though.
You could just you could tape it and then have a
yeah, that's a good idea.
You know,
you can have like
a contest and just go back and forth on
robot
tape.
Contest.
Robot,
or maybe we could do it together in unison and it'll be really
just
neat.
Oh, we could write harmonies.
Yeah. All right,
that would be really awesome.
No more suggestions from you, Samantha. Stop it. Rory had to leave. It's open mic night, and the show's running late tonight, so he had to run off to Jub Jub's. So we're gonna finish this out together.
Yeah. Once again, where can we come see you do that awesome shit?
I'm gonna be playing July 2nd.
I was talking to Samantha.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Go, please continue. Yeah, where are you playing?
July 2nd at the Holland Project.
Fucking rad. Go see that shit.
And, you got like a place on the web or anything people could check out your music?
Yeah, I just Facebook and Bandcamp and SoundCloud.
Andrew Martin?
Up is the down is the.
Okay, up is the down is the.
Yeah.
It's really easy to remember. Just remember, you know, up down something or
yeah.
other.
Yeah, how many different people could you hit with that search?
I always get up, down, you know that thing you're doing.
up, down in the thing.
With right the on. Bucket.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing you do with the bucket.
Rick, what do you got going on this weekend?
Oh, my God. I don't even know.
Chewy?
Hopefully softball. We got to play Tuesday night to see if we can make the playoffs. And if we do, we'll play Wednesday and Friday.
Cool, cool.
And maybe Monday for the championship. But probably not because we're terrible.
You going to the Dewin Saturday?
Absolutely.
Me too.
All my brothers of equal indignity and I will be making the voyage out to Virginia City.
Yeah. I heard Rory's even going to go to this one.
Well, so. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing Saturday myself. I'm bringing in a good, good
I'm
guy.
Bringing in my best friend in the whole world, coming down from Washington just to come.
It's
come
good
do
stuff.
That, so, yep.
Secret society stuff.
Yeah,
but so I won't mention the name of it since we're on the internet.
Anybody who's listening that knows what we're talking about knows what we're talking about. If you know what I'm talking about.
That's right. What are you guys doing this weekend, Sam?
I'm camping. I think.
Nice.
Nice.
It's hot out there. Bring some good shade structure.
I hadn't checked my schedule. Now I know I'm recording Decoy. So I'm terribly excited about
that. What
are
you doing this weekend, Andrew?
I'm working. Wrestling sharks and lion taming, you know.
Yeah. Oh, and at the
and
hot dog stand?
Yeah, yeah.
Right on, right on.
Should be a good weekend for that.
So why don't we close it out and I'll have you do one last song end the show.
You got more, right?
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Yeah. Hey, Chewbacca, you want to sign off on this show?
Yeah, for Rory Dowd, Nick Ramirez, Rick Spagnola, and our lovely guests, and our intern or whatever.
JB!
JB. Thanks a lot for joining us this week. Good night, ladies.
That was terrible, Jim.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I was going to do it. I could have prepared something.
A child psychologist told me to beat her unmercifully whenever she acted up.
Dark Water Studio.
Ah, no, no, no.
You like it.